The leader of the SPLA-IO, Dr. Riek Machar, is expected to come to Juba today. Well, to tell us more about this, I'm glad to be joined online by Paul Kang Chuol, who is a member of the NPTC representing the SPLA-IO. Good morning, Paul, and good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sivit.
Yes, tell us about the visit of Dr. Riek Machar. We understand he will be coming to Juba today.
Yes, Dr. Machar will be coming to Juba today, the chairman of the SPLM-IO, to continue the process of face-to-face meeting between him and President Kiir. Is basically as simple as such.
Yes, and how long is this visit going to be?
We expect him to be here for about 3 days, and in those 3 days we expect that they are going to have meetings with President Selfa, so that they can also help move the process forward within the remaining days of the 100 days.
Yes, and when Dr. Riek Machar normally comes here, in the previous meetings, he used to come with some delegates from Sudan traveling with him. Today, is he coming alone or with his own delegates, or also representatives from the Sudan government will be joining?
Well, there is no way you will expect him to come alone. First, he will be coming with the Sudanese delegation, who are coming as grantors. They will be coming with him. And as well as he will be coming with his accompanying delegation, who will also come and participate in different meetings that also aim at, pushing the process forward.
And how important is this particular meeting, or on top of the agenda that Dr. Riek Machar will be discussing with President Kiir, what are some of the big issues that they need to tackle?
Well, we are all aware of the outstanding issues, and it is these outstanding issues that they will always try to, meet over and close the gap. And these are the things that we will expect them to discuss once they meet.
Yes, and that's particularly the issues of security arrangements, and the number of states has become
exactly
a big issue. Where
exactly
is your stand still as SPLA-IO on the issue of number of states?
During the last meeting, when the parties were meeting, discussing the number of states and their boundaries, SPLM-IO was basically standing with the IBC report that is 10 states. But as a gesture of moving the process forward, we said we can move up to 21. This is basically to say, with the 21, you have demarcated and delineated borders, boundaries that are clear.
Mm-hmm.
No dispute over them, because our interest has been and remain to be that we want a state that does not create conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. We don't want a state that create conflict, because any conflict related to land is a permanent conflict, and we would not want to be party to any creation of such. And this has been our stand and continue to be our stand. However, we want this particular issue resolved, and it should be behind us, so that we also look forward to other issues.
Yes, and as we speak now, the 100 days, of course, is nearing. It's like basically over 20 days have gone. As SPLA-IO and a member of the NPTC, how do you see the implementation process of the peace agreement within these 100 days?
It is unfortunate that we have not done anything yet within the 100 days. That is very unfortunate. And we in the SPLM-IO are still calling our partners and the grantors to help this move this process forward, so that we can achieve a tangible result within the remaining days. And this is our stand.
Why haven't you done anything within the first 20 plus days?
The resources.
Sorry?
Resources. It remained a question of finance.
So NPTC has not been given money?
We heard so, but we have not seen that annually.
You heard there was money given, but you have not seen the money as members of NPTC?
Yes, we have not seen that in cash.
And that's why there's absolutely nothing that have been done within the first 20 days. Is that what
Correct.
You can tell us?
Correct.
All right. Mr. Kang, thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.